know, that includes Trump and the White House. They have the podium now. They have the stage now. Listen, tell the truth. The California fires were started from Area 51. Not only did Area 51 start the fires and is responsible for the fires, but he said they're our enemy. I don't know if people caught that. See, it bothers me that people don't pay attention. And people have to realize this is what Trump and Juan and the White Hats are now up against. This is the real war, okay? No hiding from that.
Gold and silver.
Welcome to CarminesGold.com. Don't waste not even a second looking. Cheaper prices just don't exist. How important is it for you to own gold and silver right now? What does it mean to me personally? There's an economy that's about to crash beyond what words can explain. In five words, I'm going to educate you on gold and silver. Are you ready? You need to own some. Simple.
Art, I already had an FBI agent tell me what that meant because he told me the same thing. And come to find out, he was DEA.
Good.
And he was one of the five hooded guys that escorted Noriega out of the compound when we were extraditing him.
Yeah.
And all that. Yeah. Some
is he still alive, Noriega?
No. He died. Dead? And we didn't extradite him. We went in there and got him. I mean, with the invasion of Panama, we extracted him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he die in prison up there in South Florida somewhere or somehow? Yeah.
He did. And Panama's going to get ready because that's going to be another state. We're going to take control of that canal.
And they don't have a standing army. That was part of our previous agreement.
Yeah.
Or still standing agreement, actually.
They wouldn't have that. They wouldn't have that revenue if it wasn't for the 38,000 people that actually established that Suez Canal. Yeah.
And they've been price gouging us on our ships going through as opposed to other people, from what I understand of the story.
Yeah, that's going to be another Doge savings.
I'm sending Victoria as well.
Cash cow. Yeah, we're going to make money on that one, which relieves pressure on us, the taxpayers. And you don't have to have the income tax, which we can go down that rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah, that's all going to go away. He did mention in his address about the external service. He didn't go into detail, but that's going to be phenomenal. He was public. There's public about that, right, on the inauguration address.
We're talking about, guys, their reaction to what happened today. Yes, Donald Trump got elected. It wasn't reinstated. I gave up on that story about a year ago, and the videos are out there to prove it. And I said, I'm off that bandwagon. Oh, yeah, next week he's going to get reinstated. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And then I said, no, he's going to get elected in 2024. And I said, there's going to be an inauguration in 2020. I'm two for two. Thank you. Take it away, guys.
Oh, yeah, well, there's lots of comms happening during that. The no hand on the Bible.
Yeah.
Vance put his hand on the Bible because he's only a placeholder at this point. You know, he had that whatever that ambrosia thing that connects him to the cabal. I haven't delved into that one. I just say, okay, you know, I'm not going to invest my time and energy on chasing a rabbit that's already been captured, you know. So
I wasn't looking at Trump's hands, but I'm pretty sure it was on the Bible.
There's pictures and everything else. His hands down it. His hands down at his side. He just raised his right hand.
That's cool.
And that's a classic, nothing up my sleeve. And you're not watching the whole, because sometimes people are staring at it so hard, they only see certain things, and you step back and you can look at the broader picture. And that was first people are trying to turn it into, oh my God, he didn't do it. And then people, if you wait a minute, other information will tie it in what was actually going on there.
It doesn't matter. I mean, we could, like, people could, it really doesn't matter. I mean, there's so much, like, I mean.
I kind of would have liked to have heard something about the New Republic and everything else coming out, but it may be that I'm just a little anxious.
It's just the timing, you know. They Like we talk about this all the time. I think we were even talking about it this morning, Victoria, Mel, and I. You know, it's the same thing. It's like you got to hand feed and spoon feed, and there's so many people that just no clue. So, okay, so we know what's happening. We understand what's going on, and we got to be patient for it to come out the way they feel best for it to come out. But I mean, everything is screaming Nasara.
And I'm like the little kid at the table. I'm done eating. I want to go out and play, but I can't leave until the rest of the family is done.
Yeah, I think
Come
we all feel
on.
like that.
Come on. I want to.
Victoria, welcome. Victoria, by the way, guys, we're going to make a formal announcement here once we get Mr. Colin O'Brien, who's also confirmed that he's coming on board as a co-host for the Mel Carmine Show, which hopefully will be a much bigger show because he did say that they're going to lift all of the restrictions on free speech, right? And I'm wondering, does that mean that maybe they're going to go after YouTube, say, hey, you can't play like that anymore? Okay. Which will allow us to go, hey, listen, if we only get to 250,000 on YouTube on one channel and maybe 250,000 on Rumble, and that's as good as we are, I'll accept that as being the verdict, right? But if we're a lot better than that, I'd like to know that too.
There's an in.
I think we're just getting started.
I
Oh
think you're
yeah.
right.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
a crazy couple of weeks.
The fuse is lit. We're just waiting. It's going to be one of them long fuses. I had a conversation earlier today and I had to go back and look at when Trump had just sworn in, and somebody contacted me. I'm like, wait a minute, let me back up. What word did he use when he says the Constitution for the United States of, or did he use of, right? Because there's always that new Constitution, the Organic Act, corporate US, and all that.
I heard of, because I was waiting to hear that, but did I miss something in another part of the speech? Because I heard of.
Well, whatever you heard, it prompted me to go hit. I use DuckDuckGo search, right? And interestingly enough, when I questioned, is it of or for, what came up in the first slot of the search was, I want to say for. I might be wrong, so because this can always get flipped around, but do this yourself. The first one was Constitution, let's just say it's for, but interestingly, it's a PDF thing that you can click on it and download the PDF of it. The United States of America was upper lower case. Okay.
Okay, cool.
The third slot or the next slot that had a PDF was the opposite of for or of, and it said Constitution, United States of America, all caps.
That's
I'm
corporation.
like,
That's
yeah,
corporation.
I know, but isn't it interesting? And in that same search, there's two PDFs. One's the titles in caps, the other one is in upper lowercase, which we know to be the true one. And I didn't download it. I don't want to load up my phone with another PDF, but
Yeah, but
that
you
was.
know the conspiracy theorists, Razor, are going to go back and watch that video. This time we're going to watch it in calm and dissect every little syllable, every little word, every little thing, every little movement, and we're going to come up with all kinds of potential, anomalies that, hey, look at the, at this particular minute mark, who knows? But I'm sure. I know that there was Right Side Broadcasting was in the Oval Office as he signed away on, I don't know, I think a bunch of executive orders to undo the old guys' executive orders plus new ones. And I know the J6 thing was brought up. And I know also that he had a conversation with Obama. And he goes, I bet you guys would love to know what we were talking about. He goes, oh, yeah. And they all laughed, So it's pretty wild, very loose.
Well, it's funny.
Okay.
I had a podcast with Victoria at 12:30, so we didn't get to, I didn't get to watch the whole thing live. But I was making notes when I was watching it, and obviously he had, the golden age, right? He said that a number of times. I didn't count how many, but he did say it. He also said he did say sovereignty. So that word came up, right? So what is that really saying about us? He used the word free. He said we're free. And what I was trying to figure out, maybe you guys could weigh in on this, when he said he was talking about the California fires, right? And he said they don't have a home. And then he said, that's interesting. And he left it. He said, there are even some people here. Right? He said, some people here and they don't have a home. That's interesting. So that's kind of that I found very interesting. And then the last thing I heard before I had to get off was Liberation Day. He said, today's Liberation Day. So, I mean, I think for people like us, we're going to dissect all that. You know, the average people aren't really, it's kind of going over their head a little bit. Maybe even, you know, major Trump supporters are just looking at it at face value, like he's back, you know, but we're looking at that deeper meaning.
Yeah, we're still getting puzzle pieces out of the box and putting it on there to try to snap it together. Now, did you hear him say for or of? Did you say, I forget.
I heard, well, when, okay, so I didn't hear him say, because I guess it was when I wasn't listening when he said the Constitution, but he did say, God bless the United States of America. That I
Right.
heard for sure, but I don't
And
know what.
that's, I just re-looked up what I searched earlier. Of is the caps, for is the upper lower case
Right.
in that search. So
Yeah.
I mean, one could get, you know, playing on words, you know.
Well, that's how they switched it up back in 1871. They just changed that one word,
Yeah.
and that made it a whole nother thing.
And they capitalized everything, right?
And they
Right.
capitalized it too on top of it.
Did everyone who watched the whole thing start to finish? Did you guys all were able to do that? You did?
Yeah, I did. It was. I've never seen a speech like that in my life. It's
I had to check, and apparently he had teleprompters on both sides,
Yeah,
because
like that.
I mean, it would have been beautiful if he was just rolling off the tongue with all that, but he kept switching positions. You could tell that he was looking at whatever he was reading, and then he'd move to the other one just to show some movement, right? And then he'd occasionally look at the camera or at us, right? So I was looking at when he went down to view the military, and on the way there, and I mentioned to my friend, high school alumni back in New York, that let's see how many JAG hats we see. And I looked up, I Google searched pictures of hats, you know, the JAG hats, and whether they be army or whatever. And there were quite a few of them in the room, so.
Anybody notice Melania's outfit?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, so
I
I'm
noticed
not, I mean,
she
we
was
know
like
they,
not.
yeah, she had that, and we know that, you know, she's always been used as the flagpole, right? I mean, that's how they've used her through his administration, you know, his first administration and of late. So I'd love to get a little bit of an insight into what that was about. Not her usual glamour, you know?
The one thing that jumped out to me is, yeah, it's a nice outfit and everything, but the hat was very out there, that it was
Very low, yeah.
very low. And
Well, guys,
then
we have
somebody,
the great Kerry Cassidy just joined us.
hey, Carrie.
Hey,
Hey, how are you?
can you hear me?
Loud and
We can
clear.
hear.
Okay, sorry, got some background noise there. Yeah, so I'm very, very happy.
Awesome.
As are a lot of people. I noticed that all those standing ovations during his speech, that the
Yes.
Biden and Kamala only got up at the last one, and that's because they were getting up to leave the room. Everything
That's
was
right.
over.
Thank
That was
God.
it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, that's fine. I mean, you know, those are persona non grata. You know, did you guys hear? I mean, I heard what he planned to do when he signed everything, but is there a list somewhere that, you know, we can look at that where of everything he signed, all the executive orders?
Yeah, he just got done filming. I believe it was in the Oval Office. There's a bunch of journalists there. It was on Right Side Broadcasting, so you might want to go to their channel.
All
And
right.
they were there for a couple of hours signing away a lot of stuff.
And Mel, he went to the Capitol Center in front of everybody and signed a ton more. I mean,
Really?
when when has
Love
a
it.
president ever gone outside of the Oval Office to get
Right.
with the people to do the signing?
Yeah, they
Yeah, but
had
you
that
know,
desk moved in there.
while he was during the first speech, right, when he was sworn in, whatever, in the first speech, I'm like, why isn't he talking about J6, J6, J6? All of a sudden, he goes to, you know, he walks the clone over to the helicopter, right, with his wife, with his retarded wife, and then they take off with the motorcade to go to the White House, whatever, and then he talks about the J6, and I'm saying, wait a minute. And he said that they wouldn't allow me to put it in the first speech when I was sworn in. I would have said, listen, I would have said that at the first speech. I said, listen, they wouldn't allow me to say this. They didn't put in a speech. I'm saying this anyway. And I would get into the J6 stuff. You know, who the hell are they told me that it's not in the speech? You know what I
Right.
mean? I'm the commander in chief.
Yeah.
I do what I want, right? That was
Right.
crazy.
Yeah. I did what just watch a thing a little bit ago. He's going to be signing those tonight or tomorrow, early tomorrow, and that's when all that's
Yeah.
going to.
Yeah, people are
Well,
already getting out of prison.
that's excellent. Fabulous. I mean, I'm so happy because we've worked so hard to get him in office and to get him out, because he was in office. People just didn't know, because Biden was dead anyway and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I mean, this is it, okay? Now it's like a new world, a brave new world, okay? That's
You
what
can
you're gonna see.
sense the increase in energy from just from yesterday to today. Well, it started
It's a
on its.
brave, it's a whole fucking brave new world. And, I mean, just between us, and I have no idea who's on this call, maybe, people will talk openly about the white hats and stop talking about them like they don't exist. Because this
They
is their
do.
victory. You understand? This is their victory as well.
Oh, yeah.
So
You
that's
know,
what
just.
matters to me anyway.
Oh, hi, Carrie. This is Elisa. I'm one of Mel's co-hosts on his
All
podcast.
right.
Nice to meet you. But I was you said something that really hit me just now when you were saying about how, we've had the clone or whatever you want to call him in office, and it's like we've all known. And I feel like today, finally, we're back to where, like, publicly, how many people do you know that you're trying to say, like, oh, he's dead. He's not
Right.
really in, he's not there. Trump's in charge. And like, you can't, like, unless you're with groups like us,
Right.
everybody, they didn't get it. They didn't understand it. And even though we had the validation of the people that we are, in contact with, like our groups, it still was so frustrating and so
It still
unnerving.
is, believe me. I mean, I have colleagues and they're good people. They don't mean any harm, but the bottom line is they just will never. I mean, I can't believe it. I kind of lost my temper the other day just with a good friend of mine. I didn't say anything bad. I just said, look, I've tried for so many years to tell you about the White Hats, what was going on, the plan, so and so, and you just never wanted to know about it. So now it's up to you. You got to figure it out. I
Yeah.
am not, I'm kind of fed up with trying to teach everyone what the truth is. I think, the good thing about Trump is that he's going to expose a lot. I can't wait till he puts out John F. Kennedy. Hopefully the truth will come out there. I mean, there are layers of truth. Like a long time ago, one of my witnesses, Richard Hoagland, said, the truth is like the layers of the onion. There's always another layer, right? So this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people that only want to know the most superficial layer. And then you've got people who are in our camp. I guess I won't name names right this minute, who think that people can't handle the truth, which really pissed me off. He
set
So
me off too.
people can handle the truth. And if, and you know, the reality when you say that is that you're not considering another soul equal to yours. You understand that? That's actually condescending. It's talking down to somebody saying, I can know the truth, but you can't. Right? So that's wrong. That is wrong. We are all equal in the eyes of God. We are all souls, part of the Creator. And every soul has a right and an ability to handle the truth. It's up to them. You know, you don't make their decision for them. You tell them the truth, and then they either can ha handle it or and deal with it and pass it on, you know, or they want to reject it. That's their business. You know, we don't, people can't own the truth. And I'm sick of people trying to own the truth, okay? That's just bullshit.
Well, that's because they created this term, my truth. Your truth is your opinion. Oh, that's it.
Bullshit,
That's just
bullshit. The truth is
huh?
not relative. The truth, you know, it's like Christ said, right? The truth shall set you free. I mean, that's the reality, okay? They even have
And
that inside the CIA, you know, on the walls of the CIA, right when you walk in or the floor, whatever. The bottom line is the truth can set you free. In fact, it does set you free. Anyone who's dealt with the truth. Come on, Mel, you know what I'm talking about, yeah?
absolutely, 100%. And I
Yeah,
was one of
right.
the ones that I said some people, I didn't say all, but I said some people, a very small percentage, will not be able to handle the truth. It's like if you were to
That's
tell
their
people,
business.
yeah, that
Nobody,
is. And then, we have to go on without the boneheads. That's my
you
other
know,
motto,
you
right?
can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. It's like that. So you're not going to force it on them. You're just going to put it out there. I just want it out there. I don't want to force anyone. You understand? I
Totally.
just want it out there. I just want people to stop with the lies.
The upcoming Quantum Summit represents a convergence of advanced scientific, technological, and socioeconomic paradigms aimed at addressing some of the most pressing and transformative issues of our time. The topics, curated to spark intellectual and practical innovation, include: number one, next generation digital finance systems. Examination of digital assets like XRP, XLM, XDC, and their alignment with the ISO 222 standard for interoperability and global financial integration. The emergence of gold-backed Basel-compliant tokens, setting a new precedent for asset-backed financial instruments. Discussion of the role of XRP as a potential stablecoin, RLUSD, and its implications of redefining real USD stability. Number two, currency reevaluation and sound money principles. Insights into potential reevaluation of legacy currencies such as the Iraqi dinar, Vietnamese dong, and Zimbabwe dollar. Advocacy for a gold-backed monetary system and the reintroduction of sound money to stabilize global economies. Number three, global governance and alliances. Collaboration between Space Force and the Galactic Federation and the so-called White Hats, with a focus on strategic advancements in security and cosmic governance. Exploratory discussion on controversial topics such as flat Earth theories and the hidden realms of the inner Earth. Number four, Antarctica's mysteries and strategic importance. A scientific investigation into Antarctica's geopolitical and ecological significance, potentially uncovering revolutionary insights. Number five, revolutionizing public health and environmental policies. Contributions from consultants to the RFK administration on transforming the U.S. food supply, aiming for super organic standards. Addressing the eradication of harmful practices by entities like Monsanto, alongside a comprehensive overhaul of the agricultural system. Number six, advanced technologies for well-being. Introduction of scalar energy technologies presented by experts. Exploration of holistic modalities such as prospects of these treatments being covered by future insurance policies, signaling a paradigm shift in healthcare accessibility and innovation. Number seven, environmental reformation and atmospheric engineering. Strategies for eliminating chemtrails and fostering ecological balance using advanced technologies and holistic approaches. A transformative experience. This summit promises a rare opportunity to engage with groundbreaking ideas, cutting-edge technologies, and visionary thought leaders. Attendees will leave with unparalleled insights and actionable knowledge, making this event as a pivotal milestone in the journey towards a sustainable, equitable, and enlightened future. Prepare for discussions that challenge conventional narratives and illuminate the path to systemic global transformation.
Yeah.
And that includes, I'm sorry to say, you know, that includes Trump and the White House. You know, they have the podium now, they have the stage now. This is their opportunity. They fucking, you know, need to go for it. And I mean go for it in a big way. So yeah. I'm gonna be their, you know, their conscience over here. I'm gonna be saying, you know, listen, tell the truth. The California fires were started from Area 51. Thank God Juan said it, okay? Someone else had said it before him. The fact of the matter is that he even said in this, I quoted him and I put the video out there on Rumble. It's a 2.5-minute video in which he actually says, not only did Area 51 start the fires and is responsible for the fires, but he said they're our enemy. I don't know if people caught that. See, it bothers me that people don't pay attention. So if he's saying, if the White Hats are saying, you know, and the White Hats, Trump and the White Hats are together. They are one, okay? Trump does not operate alone. And so if the people in Area 51 are the deep staters, they're actually the secret space program, the people who run it, and that's a secret government. And people have to realize this is what Trump and Juan and the White Hats are now up against. This is the real war. Okay? No hiding from that.
Totally.
Yeah. Hey, totally. Did anybody catch? I was giggling to myself because when Trump said today, you know, how there's only two official genders in the United States. And I was just laughing, thinking about all those lunatics freaking out. It just gave me a good little chuckle.
Oh, I thought that was great because, you know,
it was brilliant.
Yeah. There's not going to be any more males and female sports. And he went on and on and on. I mean, he laid down the gauntlet. Now I would like to see.
He laid the law down.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's try to speculate how things are going to look going forward. I think he's made it very clear that he wants to buy Greenland. Is that correct, Razor? Correct me if I'm wrong. Canada, Mexico, there's rumor now that because, you know, he wants to call the Gulf of America, not the Gulf of Mexico.
He said that already.
Right?
Yeah, he announced that.
And the Panama Canal. He's going on a buying spree, isn't he?
Well, I don't think a lot of it's necessarily like a purchase kind of thing. He'll annex Greenland. They're already talking to Denmark, and the Greenland people are down with it. So all they have to do is agree to.
I mean, look, it's going to be the best thing that ever happened to those people. The reality is that Captain Mark Richards told me 5 years ago that they were going to take over Canada. At the time, it sounded like so outlandish. You know, he says lots of things to me, and that was one of the things that I thought, oh my God, how can you be saying that? And sure enough, here it is. He's always right. It's amazing. He's always right. May take a few years, but he's always fucking proven right, which is amazing. I don't know, you know, where he gets his information, but he was, you know, very involved in the secret space program, and they know what the plans are. So there's the White Hat plan, and then there's a plan that is the secret space program. And people have to realize, you got to understand what's happening here. We're taking back planet Earth. That's what's happening. It's not just taking back the United States from the CCP and all the invaders, okay, and throwing them the fuck out. We are taking back our world, which has been taken over. And I mean, you guys probably don't want to hear everything I have to say, but nonetheless.
No, please, please.
No, absolutely.
All right, well then, I'll just let you know. So the bottom line is that the reason they don't want disclosure, even the White Hats don't want disclosure right now, is because they don't want you to know what they're up against. because they think that, well, then people will freak out and they won't believe that you can, you know, fight these aliens or whatnot. That's not true. We have all the technology we need to fight the aliens. We have aliens on our side, good ones. And by the way, you know, you don't know this, but the White Hats are working with an alien group, okay, from inner Earth.
Yeah.
I was told this a long time ago by an insider. Okay, so you don't have to believe me. I don't give a shit. But that's the bottom line.
You know, Carrie, if anyone's listened to you or listened to that for us, I'm talking about that. We know that, you know, we know intrinsically that's what's happening and what has been happening. And so, yeah, you're preaching to the choir, I believe.
All right. Well, you know, I don't know, you know, I saw this was on my phone and I'm just kicking back and trying to rest. But the thing is that, you know, I mean, I'm going to do a podcast probably tomorrow or something. I actually, you know what, Mel, you're on my show tomorrow. Did you know that?
That's right. I have you on my calendar. I was going to ask you.
All right.
You,
so
send me the link.
Assuming that happens. Okay. But they're threatening to turn off my electricity. Just FYI tonight, they were saying there's some bullshit going on in my neighborhood. I don't really know what's going on, but just be aware if suddenly you don't hear from me, it means that they turned off all my electricity, everything. So, but anyway, at the moment I have it, and they kept saying, oh, we're going to have terrible winds. We're in a red, they call it a red alert or whatever the fuck they call it. And then they shut everything down. But the bottom line is it didn't get windy enough for them to do that, at least earlier today. So tonight, I don't think we have any wind at all. So, but they want to shut us down. I don't know why. But anyway, just a warning. So, but the bottom line is, this is war. We are in war. I know people want, you know, he's trying to sell the people on the idea that this is a golden age. In a sense, it is, because they have removed the obstacles, and Trump and you know, the rest of us and the White Hats are going to be able to have what we want. Okay. That's going to happen. But we, in the meanwhile, whether they tell you about it or not, and I'm going to be out here telling you about it every day, that they are going to be fighting battles in the underground bases. They're continuing. They don't have it all. They're not in charge of planet Earth. That is fucking bullshit. So the people that put that out, they just want comfort food. Okay. And you can sympathize with them. A lot of people want comfort food, but the bottom line is what you do is you disarm people when you tell them lies. Okay. What does that mean? It means that you don't let them defend themselves. They don't feel they're in jeopardy, so they just relax. They don't defend their children. They don't watch out for their children, and they are vulnerable. So this is a crime against humanity when you lie about the fact that we are prey, that their children are at risk every fucking day of the week. And if the whole, you know, pornography, child trafficking, P. Diddy, tunnels under L.A., everything that's coming out, if you don't realize now that what I've been saying for 20 years is true, then, you know, you have your head in the sand and that's your business. You want to do that. But the bottom line is we need to protect our children. It's all about the children. So if you don't tell them the truth, they won't protect their children, and their children will get nabbed, okay? They will get stolen, they will get killed, they will get tortured, whatever it's going to be, okay? So that's why I say it's a crime to tell people that they're safe. They're not safe, okay? We are not safe here on planet Earth. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it's a reality, okay? And the secret space program knows damn well. And they have been fighting them to some degree, but they have also joined them. This is the hideous thing about what's going on planet Earth. So we have a huge contingent of people with high degrees of reptilian DNA who have actually joined the dark side and are preying now on humans, just like the aliens. This is the trouble. Mm-hmm. People do not link these things together. And, look, I love 107, JFK Jr. I love Trump. I love all these guys, but they have got to start telling the truth, because you cannot defend yourself if you don't know who the enemy is. You understand?
Yeah, they got to start being a little more overt and less covert.
Yeah.
Right.
Kerry, while you're here, I'm gonna use this opportunity to introduce you to Elisa Valentino, who's my co-host, and Victoria Reynolds, who's another one of our co-hosts, who's starting here shortly, and we'll have another co-host coming as well. We're gonna build starting today. Basically, it's all really we're getting the ball rolling for a while, but starting today was the really official day that we're getting the ball rolling in a very big way. And these are they're very well polished. You'll most likely love to do a podcast with them as well down the road. Okay. If you can have
That's
them on
fine.
Your show, whatever, that'll be great.
Yeah, well, they, you know, vice versa. It's all good.
Yes.
Yes. Happy to entertain that. So I'm actually trying to cook some dinner here. So, yeah, I appreciate it. Well, I'm going to bow out here and you know, kind of said my spiel here. And I hope you have a good night. And hope
I appreciate you stopping in.
Hope everyone is, you know, excited as I am and really has a good feeling, a good positive feeling. And thank God we're finally at this juncture. My God, I hate
And you've been
I
around longer than 20 years, as I know I've been following you for about 25, at least.
All right. Well,
all right.
Good enough. All right. Thank
all right.
you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, guys.
Hey, Terry.
Oh, she's a treat. She's going to be at the Quantum Summit as well. It's, she, man, let me tell you, her stuff is like mind-blowing, you know? Mind-blowing.
Yeah,
and
then she shouldn't
took a
worry
lot of
so
risk.
Much.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in this game for a while, not on the podcast or thing, but I've delved into the Dulce, New Mexico base, the one security officer that escaped from there with some stuff and tapes and ray guns and stuff, the Phil Schneider started Dulce Wars of 79, all that
yep.
stuff.
Yep.
And that was 30 some years ago that
Phil
I
Phil Schneider, what a story, man. That was amazing. Yeah.
Yep.
You want to go down that route, a UFO rabbit hole? Start there. You know?
Well, at the time it was titled Ultra 7 Clearance Security Officer Interview, and he told you about Nightmare Hall, the being able to take your entity out and put mm-hmm. an ET entity in, the Greys, the Reptilians, the Dracos, and
all of it,
and all that stuff, the vats of body parts soaking in hydrogen peroxide that they use for food. I mean, missing persons, that's what started them.
Uh-huh.
One of the people in the cages said, I'm a missing person, my name is, and he was strict instructions not to talk to them at all, but he did give the name to the local sheriff. A buddy of his couldn't tell him anything, and the guy came back as a missing person. He was told they were there for psychiatric treatment that wasn't the techniques or whatever weren't they were beyond anything that could be done up on surface. So, and then once he found that out, he started realizing that he wasn't being told the straight story.
Correct.
And that's how it all goes. And like she was saying, and I wanted to interject with the scriptures, like there will come a time when they will not endure sound doctrine. And at such time, dust off your feet and go to the next town. And there's other scripture that says, don't cast pearls before swine, which means save your energy for somebody who's going to listen, but don't underestimate the power of planting a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
You've said your piece, you move on. You don't try to overly convince them. And if they want it, and I tell people, oh, they think I'm crazy. Well, if people around you only think you're crazy, you're not doing a good enough job of convincing them that you are.
Yeah. Do you think the army is being deployed right now to go and protect our border? My answer would be yes. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I think there's a lot of them already there, and they're talking about building a big detention, a transfer facility. I don't want to call it detention for the deportation thing down there. I guess somebody said they can, here's my property, use it, you know?
Wow.
So we'll see. I mean, you know, the frustrating part is a lot of things are being said. I believe it. I'm all for it. But realistically, I can't look around and see a lot of tangible evidence yet.
Well, it's too soon, but I would guess that they're already in motion, headed that way, whether it's by plane, by convoys, or all of it. I think that by tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, you'll start seeing footage of that actually manifesting.
So I want to ask you guys something, because, like, as we know, when it comes to Nisara, that people have to be in their own, you know, in their own country, right, to reap the benefits of everything. So it kind of begs the question about this deportation, you know, like, that it's kind of all connected. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, these people came here illegally, and we have all those issues and all the things, no question. But it seems like it's also yet another sign of Nisara, because, you know, these people are going to want to be back where they are when the you know, when the whole transfer of wealth happens. What do you think?
Oh, I think that if somebody was raised in El Salvador or San Salvador or Mexico or Guatemala, it don't matter where, that if there's going to be opportunity worldwide, because there's going to be a monetary level playing field, that they're going to want to hang out with people that they went to school with, the people went to grammar school with, people that they went to junior high, people they went to college with, family and friends that they grew up with. They don't want to be here. They're here for the almighty dollar, so that they could send that almighty dollar back home so that the family could survive, right? That's why they're here.
Yeah, well, and the easier part will be the people who came here to just survive financially and everything, and, like you say, send money back home to their loved ones and everything. The ones that are going to be harder to pry loose from this invasion, if you will, is the ones who were sent here with a mission to stir things up. Now, yes, it's been said that you have to go back to your home country to participate in the benefits of GSARA, but objectively and realistically thinking and speaking, that's what's being said.
Well, you know, there's another thing here. The Mexicans that have been here for before this whole, you know, shit show started, that are here, some of them illegally, okay, that have become asset to society, if you will, those have to be reevaluated. Because look, if you were to send all the Mexicans home, nobody's going to be cutting your lawn, number one. No one's going to be cooking in the French restaurant, the Italian restaurant, the Portuguese restaurant, the Mongolian restaurant. No one is going to be doing any of that. Is that who I think it is?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Oh, my God. You're amazing, bro. Jim Gale is a friend of mine we go back a long time. He's going to be at the Quantum Summit. We were just talking about, if you were to send all the Mexicans home, right? Because if you go to a fancy French restaurant, you know who's cooking? The Mexicans. You go into a fancy Italian restaurant, you know who's cooking? The Mexicans, okay? You go into a fancy anything restaurant, any ethnicity, it's always Mexicans in the kitchen. They are incredible cooks. They got, like, you know, blood. They got cooking in their DNA. And if you were to send all the Mexicans home, no one's going to get their grass cut at their office or at their home and all that. They handle that. And they've been here for years. This is way before the shit show started. So how do you guys think that's going to go down?
Well, that's going to work itself out. I watched a video earlier about a guy talking about his father has an HVAC company, and most of his employees are of Mexican descent. And they come in, they bang it out, do it perfect and everything else. And yeah, while there's a few Americans, but mostly the labor pool of the new millennials, whoever, they just don't want to work, right? So you got
That's
that
for sure.
problem. You got that problem. Mm-hmm. But the other part of it is, and this isn't to promote unions or not any of that, but they are being taken advantage of. On the hourly rate that they're not being paid what they're worth for their due diligence.
Oh, obviously, yeah, they're being exploited, no question about it. Victoria, chime in as well, and then we're going to go to Jim. You're muted. Oh, you're still muted.
Yeah.
She can't find the mute button. We'll go to you, Jim. Hold on a second.
So I jumped in the middle of this conversation. I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
We're
so
talking about deportation. We cannot deport everybody. We can only deport, you know, the ones that are becoming right now abusively. We got mental patients. We got criminals, murderers, all kinds of. We're talking like the bottom of the bottom of the barrel, right? We're talking scorpions, rattlesnakes, and, you know, cobras, all kinds of shit, right?
Well, what's that guy's name? Bukele, right? Bukele just used the right people in his armed forces to round up all the gang members, starting from the top. And when it's organized effectively, it's a win-win. And I think that'll be happening here.
Absolutely. Yeah, Jim, for you guys, he owns foodforestabundance.com. He owns this huge farm of perennial growth that if he never plants another seed for the rest of his life, because the birds and the bees are doing all the cross-pollinating, which is what I want to do with podcasting, I'll get my point across at some point down the road. But the reality is, if he was to leave that forest alone for, you know, 100 years, it would be bigger than the Amazon jungle in size, with nothing but food, an abundance of food. I'd like for him to explain how that works. And if we could teach that to the RFK administration, I know there's some people on stage that are your friends that you are directly responsible for bringing there, that are going to be working sort of incognito with the RFK administration and taking the metals out of the dirt and putting nutrients back in. And so tell us a little bit about that, Jim, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So it wouldn't be as big as the Amazon rainforest, probably, but it would span hundreds, if not thousands of miles. As you said, these systems that we're putting in all over, they're called food forests. They mimic nature and they expand. It's like a free energy system. When you put you can boil it down to one fruit tree. When you put one fruit tree in the ground and you give it a little love at the beginning, that fruit tree could be providing free food for your great-great-grandkids. And when you do that at scale, when you do, instead of one, you do guilds upon guilds upon guilds, pretty soon you've got thousands of fruit trees with 1,000 different varieties, and you've got the ultimate Garden of Eden paradise. And we're well on our way to that now. And everybody can have this. So we're organizing the prisons, the schools, the churches. I'm speaking at two churches this week, and I've talked to the pastors about stewardship. So take the poisons out of their lawns that their churches are surrounded by and grow the Garden of Eden instead of evil.
Yeah.
And it's been so amazing to see when people walk around our yard here, they see what's possible. And it inspires them, and then they want to do the same. And that's the only way that we're going to win this war, is local poison-free food. Mm-hmm. And that's the foundation of freedom and wealth. And by the way, it's also fuel. Like, a lot of these foods, they literally turn to fuel. And so a food forest is like literally a free energy system on every conceivable level. So that's my story.
Victoria, chime in. I know you were here for the Mexican story and the illegals and the deportation. We're talking about the people that are here, some of them illegally, but this is way before the fiasco. They've been here, some of them illegally, but they become assets to our communities, as you were saying, Jim, so that you're caught up.
I'm illegal. Yeah. I'm completely illegal. I do not follow the legal system at all. publicly don't pay taxes, and we built 10 houses without asking for permission.
Tell them the story. You got to tell them the story, and then we'll go to
Victoria. Well, the government came here about 15 months in, and they said, "Where are your building permits?" And I said, "First of all, you don't have permission to be here." And the guy said, "Well, I'll leave if you want me to." So I said, "Before you leave, I want to show you what we're doing." And I brought him into the food forest, and I said, "What your government will allow me to do, as represented by every approved project that you've approved, is kill everything and create biological death zones." And anyway, we were standing in a food forest at the time. I said, "It's our job, it's our duty to create life and not death. And you're creating death. Your organization is creating death. So you have no authority over me." And anyway, he got tears in his eyes. He said, "You're right. I'll never bother you again." That was 15 months ago, and they haven't been back.
Amen.
Wow.
That was fun.
Powerful.
That's great.
You have no jurisdiction over me.
Exactly. Oh. Who just joined us? Your microphone is muted.
Somebody named Margaret.
Somebody by the name of Margaret. Margaret,
it's,
there you go.
It's Carrie.
Carrie. Hey, Carrie, how are you? She's up in Tennessee. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm all right. What a day we've had. Oh, my
amazing,
goodness.
Amazing. Yeah, we're just talking about illegal aliens, the ones that have been here for 20 years illegally, but that, or, you know, I have to explain myself again. If somebody comes in, they've been here and they become assets to our society versus the ones that are coming here now that are total criminals, a lot of them, and killers and murderers and rapists and whatever, and sending those back.
Yep.
And I said, we can't send the Mexicans back. We can't send the Mexicans back. They've been here for 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years, some of them, because otherwise nobody's cooking at the fancy Italian restaurant or the fancy French restaurant or any fancy restaurant or any restaurant. Because they do all the cooking, right? And they do all the, you know, landscaping, what have you. So that's where the conversation is. Victoria, let's go to you. I want you to chime in, and then we'll go to my good friend Carrie.
Okay. So my thought on that, several things. So spending the last 30 years in Southern California, it's not just the Mexicans. That's kind of a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. A lot of the immigrants in Southern California, they're from all over Central and South America.
Guatemala, everywhere.
My housekeeper is from El Salvador. The babysitter is from Guatemala.
New York as well. Yeah,
right.
New
so they're, well. They're from they're Pockets. From all over the place.
Yeah.
And so I think what's really really important what and these people are like members of my family. You know, the baby, the nanny housekeeper was 10 years. Carmen was with the family behind us for 20 years. So they're like family members, although they get paid cash under the table. I was like, they actually make $20 an hour. They're making more money than a lot of the people that hired them because they're making $20 an hour under the table and not paying taxes and then get all the services for free. So they're actually making pretty, really good money.
Mm-hmm.
But my understanding is what I would like to see happen is to begin first with rounding up all the people that came in the last year, all the criminals, those people that have all come in the last 4 years, all the criminals, all the human traffickers, all the drug traffickers, all those people, they all need to be rounded up and put in a redistribution center, as you're, mm-hmm. that's the best way to call it. And figure out where they need to go back to, and then ask the people that have been here for 20 years to get legal. It's not that difficult to do,
right?
You know, like my babysitter's she was the housekeeper. My housekeeper's husband just finally decided one day to go. He was like, I'm going to go get legal. So he got legal, and then the housekeeper got legal. He was like, it wasn't that difficult. I think there's some kind of fear about it that because there are some benefits, right? If you're here, you're making more money under the table. You don't get any of the workers comp or medical insurance or any of that, but you get free medical care. And I don't know about other states, but Medi-Cal, that's seriously good medical coverage. It covers everything. And so financially, you know, it's almost better to not have a job and get 100% medical coverage than to become legal. So I think what Trump needs to do is create an incentive for people who are here, who do want to stay, to just become legal. If you don't want to get sent back, then just
do the paperwork.
Become a legal citizen. Yeah, just do the paperwork. Yeah, that's all.
Agreed.
And a lot of these people are here. They are friends. They're our family. And it would be really, really sad to see them sent back because They are, you know, they went to school with my kids' school, like all that. They're an integral part of our society.
Yeah.
So,
And what you said, Victoria, is so true. Like their children, if they have children, they're trying to raise them, you know, in the American way, going to school, becoming professionals, you know. So you're right. But that's a great, I love that. I love what you just said, because that would sort of assimilate them legally and better, and realize that they're already part of the fabric. We just want to make it so that they are official, I guess, right?
And
Right. And once
the idea of separating those families, that would just be
devastating,
so sad.
devastating.
Yeah.
Devastating.
I think they're going to concentrate on the bad people first.
Yes,
They're
concentrate on the bad
the,
people.
but I think what their apprehension is everything's going good. They're smooth, whether they're under the table, getting paid and everything. It's that element of once I step out into the light, they might just I'm in their control, and then they might send me back, cause a disruption. My family's here. The whole thing just, and they got to make that step. They know. And even if the process is easy, it's they stepping out of the shadows, and that's their apprehension right there. What
Yeah.
these other people are going to do with them. It's like, you walk into the place, and before you know it, you're in a back room somewhere, and you can't make a phone call to tell anybody what just happened. I tried to come in and do the right thing, and until you have to make a phone call from Mexico about it, and that's the fear, unfortunately. So once we can wipe that down, make that all out in the open, that hey, come on in. It's like if you have to return to your country to participate in GSARA, eventually you would think that maybe a flyer would exist that would tell people that. This is what you got to do if you want to participate in the benefits of this GSARA thing, is you have to return to your country of origin. But none of that's out there yet, and it's all stuff we know about, and it's just going to have to play out, and it's going to be a crazy time.
Yeah. Well,
Agreed.
the breakdown before the breakthrough is never pretty.
And let's face it, you may be low profile, never caused a problem in your life, but somebody comes after your family, you're gonna be forced into a position, fight or flight,
Yeah.
to do something that you wouldn't normally do, but when you're protecting your family, and then let's face it, with some of these law enforcement people who don't even understand the basics of a constitution, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, all those. And they're just, you got to listen to me. I watch these videos all the time, and it's like I made up a meme with the "We the People" in the background. It says, "We need to let's start a GoFundMe for the constitutionally impaired."
Right.
Interesting. Kerry, how's things going with your center? Not to get off track.
Oh, well, we're just rocking and rolling. We just we're private, so everybody's got to be vetted by me or a staff person, and we've had a few people come in and lie to us and gave their money back and all that. I just don't play around with people lying to me and all that. But anyway, we've got pretty ill people coming through, getting amazing, amazing, amazing results. We had a guy in a wheelchair and a feeding tube and all this, and I was a little scared that, you know, how he would even do. And he came 2 times, and the third time, he's come now 5 times, 6 times. He don't use his wheelchair anymore. He walks by himself. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean,
Yeah,
amazing
Carrie's in
stuff.
the same business I'm in, except she's got a 36 unit system, right? Or 32.
Well, they told us we're supposed to have 32 max.
Right,
So you need to
exactly.
up yours to 32. And they said it's diminishing returns if you have more than 32,
Well,
because it's 16 and 16.
there's another trick that will make it 32,000, and I'll share that with you guys when the time's right.
Okay.
All
And
right.
then we have this big gap of people in between that we don't see them. And then there's the high rollers, I call them, like the high vibers, let's say. And it's the Reiki masters and the practitioners and the people who are really, really getting amazing results with just, you know, Reiki master people like that. Just we're bringing in the sound frequencies and all that. So it's really kicking up cool. It's these two huge groups of people, and there's like nobody in between, which is kind of odd, but that's what it is. So,
Absolutely.
yeah. Yep.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Where's that at?
This is Knoxville, Tennessee. And I'm
Okay.
so sorry, I've got to get up early in the morning, and so I'm not on on the screen not tonight, but yes.
I see that you're
Knoxville, Tennessee.
incognito. I thought maybe you're on the America's Most Wanted list all of a
No,
sudden.
no, no. I watched inauguration stuff all day long and was so excited
And
but
emotional.
Frustrated. No. Why the heck? I mean, I understand they're doing this for the normies. It's not for us. But this is the 47th president of a dead corporation, which is why he didn't put his hand on the Bible. And all this is just such crap. And I'm like, why are we not doing this? I mean, do we have to wait till March for the Republic for him to do it again? And we got to do an election. I mean, and then it was a big time movie. When you watch all these people, it was comedy for some of the parts, I thought. You know, he's up there giving his amazing speech, and you got all those left-wingers sitting there. No one's clapping. They're all looking at each other. Biden falls asleep. I mean, it was just like, are you serious? This is just a travesty on our country with those idiots sitting there. And you know, I don't know. I was just sort of disheartened by the ending of all this day. I know he signed the executive orders, and I know, you know, there's major stuff coming down, but it's like, I thought stuff was going to hit the fan today, and maybe it'll start tomorrow. I don't know, but it was sort of a downer.
Well,
did you notice
didn't expect miracles on day one when we spent half the day or more than half the day swearing him in.
Yeah.
You notice J.D. Vance put his hand on the Bible.
He did?
Yep,
oh, yeah.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he's got something that I haven't really delved into, but about the adrenochrome, ambrosia.
I'm
so,
wondering about him. Bringing your enemies close
I think
in.
He's a placeholder as far
mm-hmm.
as to use an easy term for him right
well,
now.
Well, is it fair to say that J.D. Vance will not advance?
Well, do you see the picture?
It's looking like it. Yeah.
Vincent Fusco was in the crowd. Did you see him?
I saw him
several times.
My friend interviewed him. He was at the Quantum Summit, Ray Fuentes.
Oh.
Yeah, and
he's not
JFK Jr. either. He's about 7 inches short if you want to get technical.
He's a little short guy, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's always in every crowd. In the rallies and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of those repeat offenders. He goes to all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I mean, it was entertaining.
There's still more scenes to this play. There's a few more episodes and a few more seasons in this story.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
As frustrating as it may be for us,
it was
you know,
frustrating. Yeah.
You know, but it's like, you know, just rip the Band-Aid off already. You know, it's.
But I think the country is not ready. These people are still sleeping.
Oh, I see them out
on.
There. It's amazing how many of them are still left. I mean, sometimes
yeah.
I go on TikTok and I start scrolling through videos, and there's people that are doing a little poll thing, and I start listening to them, and they're bashing Trump and everything.
They signed an executive order about TikTok. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but I literally spent an hour of nothing but scrolling and coming across these profiles. And then just blocking the profiles because I don't even want them to surface again in front of my eyes. And it all falls under the heading, they walk amongst us.
Mm.
You know? And then any innocuous subject. I mean, I'm on different Facebook pages. You know, I got on, just to give an example, 66 to 84 Harley Davidson shovelheads. And then whatever the post is about and everything, somebody always has got to pop up and say something about Trump supporters, MAGA people. And it's like, what's this got to do with the page and the subject matter of it? I mean, and I go to their profile, and most times you can already figure who they voted for and what their issue is, but take it somewhere else, you know?
So do we buy the Panama Canal successfully? Mexico, I don't know. Canada, I'm sure, will become a 51st state. At least that's what I feel. Greenland, it looks like that could be a sure shot as well. Mexico is questionable. Where are you guys on those four items?
Do you recall that when was it? I want to say in the 80s, somewhere. You can pinpoint it at the where they found all that oil in Mexico. Okay, just before that, the months ahead of that, we were talking about making Mexico the 51st state. And I don't remember the details of what happened, but basically we didn't do it. And then shortly after, all this oil was found there.
I don't know why they should really go after Central America and take. I would love for them to do Costa Rica, but you know, to me, Costa Rica is a gem. I mean, a gem that if it was in the United States hands, it would be amazing. If you put some infrastructure, Costa Rica could probably be a destination that is as desirable as California once we get rid of all of the evil, right?
Well, you kind of wonder with the whole Seven Kingdoms layout and everything, why aren't they absorbing South America, Central America, as opposed to Australia and New Zealand? I mean, let those countries go to one of the kingdoms in proximity of over there, and then we just take this. I understand why they're wanting Greenland, because with the magnetic shift, the ice ways are opening up in the North Sea seafare way. And when you look at the map from the top, all's we got Canada is right now their own. We got Alaska, and we don't have Greenland. But you look at the other half of the circle, and it's all Russia. So if we got all that, then the two halves of the circles are us and Russia.
Correct.
So I understand the thought process of what they want to do. And then let's say we took Mexico. That's a narrower land border and a whole bunch of more resorts and seaports to move trade in and out of. So
I know that there was talk about potentially China building another canal in Nicaragua. Did that ever even get off the ground?
I haven't heard anything about that. But
oh, yeah. That was a big deal a few years back.
Yeah.
There's some heavy talks regarding that.
Well, we're still going to see this whole alliance thing, China, you know, going Republic of China, not CCP no more.
Right.
So on and so forth. So those are still all scenes that have to play out.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
And
agreed. Well, guys, if there's nothing more, Victoria, would you like to have any final words? We'll go around the room. Elisa?
Yeah. No, great day. I think we're in for a great couple of weeks. It feels like he kind of got out there and things just in the first day. If you read, you know, all the different executive orders, I mean, we started with a bang. I do think that it's frustrating because we all know that this is, you know, pantomime and it's still a big show, but you know, better that at least the show is moving forward than the way we were the last 4 years, like
True.
Just nobody understanding and just being so frustrated, like, you know, with everything. So I really think it's going to be fun for us, you know, versus how it's been a little like torturous for us over the last 4 years. And I think it's, I think each day is going to bring something really exciting, you know, even if it is just playing out what already is, at least it's coming out and it's coming from him, you know?
Totally. Totally.
And we're already unburdened by what we're burdened by and all that good stuff. But I just had a thought run through my head. I'm not a surfer, but this analogy came in. It's like you see a bunch of surfers sitting out there waiting for the wave, right? And we've been sitting there waiting. And then just today, the first wave came. This is the first set. And a bunch of information's on the crest of that wave came crashing to shore. And there's more sets on the way. So,
absolutely. Closing words, Victoria?
Hi. I'm here. Yeah. I'm just getting ready for bed, so you guys didn't need to see all that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing. I don't know if you all know, I actually had a vision of Trump back in 2012 before he knew he was running for president, and that he was going to play the role in exposing and disclosing all of the corruption from the top to the bottom. So I'm really looking forward to the rest of that.
Totally.
And I do know, you know, we've been talking for decades about how all the systems need to be basically crumbled and restructured. And, you know, and this is about the spiritual community. I've been saying this for decades, and it's really been kind of disheartening to see friends of mine who are part of that community completely forget that that's what we were talking about 10, 20 years ago. And it, you know, it never, as I was explaining years ago, ascension does not look the way people expect it to look. The apocalypse, it doesn't look the way people expect it to look. None of this looks the way people expect it to look, because it's all been, you know, their preachers and hand-me-down beliefs. And none of it's happening the way they expected it to be. But here we are.
Right? Absolutely. Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that you did. It's a good thing that you didn't forget to put the camera off. Otherwise, we definitely would have. You know, if you forgot the camera on, we would have definitely gone viral.
I want to say with the.
I've been changing my clothes, and I was just washing my face. Nobody.
Okay.
My face.
With the ascension and the apocalypse and everything, we've been bombarded with visual imagery on movies. You know, the button, the nuclear mushroom cloud and everything. So they've been working on our psyche through video genre for decades. Does anybody remember, it was an interview with Trump, I want to say early 90s, and I'm pretty sure it was an Oprah show, and he was buying up a lot of New York real estate. You know, he's buying up all the prime pieces of real estate. You know, some of the nice buildings and everything. And some people were saying, well, who the hell does he think he is? He's buying up. And he explained that because, and he, when he was in that interview, he was very aggravated. He said, the Japanese are buying up this, that, and the other. And he says, I'll be damned if foreign countries are going to own major pieces of real estate like that. And he was really passionate back then about it. And I still remember that, the look on his face, when to tell people why he was doing what he was doing, as if he really needed to explain himself anyway. But yeah, that's a real thing. So he's all about America. He wants Americans to own American stuff. People panic about foreign countries buying land. Yeah, that's not a good thing, but you know what? They can't take that land with them. We can always say, show up and say the land's not yours no more. Here, you're evicted.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I know, guys, it's been really good. Think about those border guards down in Mexico, down on the Mexican border right now, who just got the order that they're able to do their job for the first time in a long time. Think about being those guys, you know, and everything's going to start running on all cylinders. I think it's too early to tell how great of a job Donald Trump has done. He's only been in office for hours, not even days. In a couple of days, in a couple of weeks, are we going to start to give him a report card? You better believe the Patriots and the podcasters and the new mainstream media. You're looking at us. It's here. It's us. It's ex-pizzeria empresarios. It's ex-boxers, ex-taxi drivers, ex-teachers, ex-whatever, housewives. Okay, we're here to tell the truth for the first time in a long time. And I'm going to tell you right now, mainstream media, see all these microphones, all that stuff, they can have a fire sale because nobody's watching them. You go right now on, for example, on X.com, you got 3.8 million, 4 million people watching Alex Jones live. Mm-hmm. You know how many people are watching CNN? You're lucky if there's 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that's how bad the numbers are. Amazing. Yeah. So, hey, I think the future looks bright. I love the fact that we finally got this over with. Now it's onwards and forwards, and I can't wait to see all you guys at the Quantum Summit in Cape Canaveral, March 8th, March 9th. Let's hope that we get that, at minimum, a $20 price tag, and then a lot of people will show. Yes.
One more thing. I'm checking out this new app called Scoops. It's supposed to be the American-owned version of TikTok. I haven't done anything with it yet, but I went on it, and it's similar in format kind of thing. So you might want to check it out,
Absolutely.
See what it's all about.
Sounds good.
Here's a thermometer. I watched this TikTok video where this lefty was saying Trump's been he's already been in office. He's been president for a month and he hasn't done anything. You know, she's thinking that as soon as he was elected, that's the starting point. And it's like, oh, geez. Right. So, yeah, they're out there. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the fact that he didn't take a day off on Martin Luther King's day and he's signing, executive orders on day one shows you the work ethic and the character of this guy. Guys, get this video out there far and wide. We still got to beat the algorithms until Donald Trump puts the kibosh on all these social media platforms, and then we could pretty much grow unimpeded. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Welcome to CarminesGold.com. Don't waste not even a second looking. Cheaper prices just don't exist. How important is it for you to own gold and silver right now? What does it mean to me personally? There's an economy that's about to crash beyond what words can explain. In five words, I'm going to educate you on gold and silver. Are you ready? You need to own some. Simple. Time is of the essence as the walls are closing in. This crash is visibly in motion right now. Don't kid yourself. The only way to preserve wealth is to become your own central bank. Just by owning gold and silver, the banks that are going into survival mode are currently stacking gold and silver like it's going out of style. You have the same opportunity instead of keeping your money in paper, which is worthless. Again, this is not financial advice. Going into survival mode is everything. Preserving your wealth and positioning your family to thrive in the near future is paramount. The time to take action is beyond crucial. God's money cannot be faked. It's got intrinsical value. It's got plenty of usability. And because the crypto game could be extremely complicated for most, this becomes the only way to preserve your wealth in the current times we live in. The price manipulation that has occurred over the last 150 years is about to come to a full stop as we move into an extremely different world. And the true value of gold and silver is going to shine like never before. The people who vividly see what's happening have moved into panic buying right now. The people who get it, who are positioned for wealth preservation, who are accumulating every week, every month, stand to change their course of history for 100 generations to come. Buying gold and silver from CarminesGold.com at unbeatable prices is the best decision you'll ever make. I'm going to end by saying this. This is my opinion and not financial advice. This crash is knocking on the door, and it's clear it's here. We can fill any size order, $500, $500,000, and yes, even $10 million. Your best option to preserve wealth, if you don't understand cryptocurrency, is gold and silver. Do it now.